Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Allie Miss Goody coming at you with a video. Miss Goody to y'all on my YouTube, Miss Goody Debates to y'all on my podcast. Period. Okay. So this next segment or episode is gonna be about how people experience bullying and things like that. So me as a young kid, I totally get it. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, you know, not having too much at the time as far as like explaining my situation. And growing up, my parents doing the best they can, you know. I have a good attitude about myself at the time. Reason I said at the time, because, you know, we grow up, we have to defend ourselves. We are stored with things that our parents and our guardians put into us that possibly can help us through our adulthood. You know, just like in our days, if you actually remember the commercial that they had on TV that said, like, when the girl would always hear her parents or her guardian voices, so it was like an anti-drug thing to her. And that's how it was in my day. So pretty much my first bullying experience, and I'm going to tell you my advice on it and things that the kids go through nowadays. Okay, so me growing up with bullies, I have always been taught to conquer a bully. People who just try to feel overpowered by you. It's not people who is in like debate or they have to defend themselves. It's people who just feel like they can just beat the world, or they know it's that people is in fear of them, so they gonna try to either punk you out with a group or just punk you out because they know they could punk you out because you're not that type of person who is automatically just into any type of drama to the point where you need to take up for yourself and things go left or things go right. Okay, so me as a little girl experiencing bullying, I could tell y'all a little story. It was this one girl around my neighborhood. It was about second grade. One girl around my neighborhood. Really, she didn't stay in my neighborhood, but she would be around my neighborhood because literally, they would catch the bus, we would walk, and they literally just stayed footsteps across the street in the apartments from us. I stayed in like the hood, and you know what I'm coming from. You already know. So they got a little privilege, you know what I'm saying? And we didn't until you got to a certain grade. So, I don't know what her problem was with me, because sometimes I would be at my cousin's house, and most of the time, my dad them didn't like let us out of their sight. Like, I had a strict parent. Like, I have strict parents. I have a strict father. Like, you can't get out of his sight. He knows what goes on. He want to protect his family. So I have a best friend, you know, at my side, you know, always been my best friend since when. So me and her end up in the same class in second grade. And this girl that stayed across the neighborhood that I guess was supposed to be her friend was in the same class. And this one boy, he liked me or whatever. And I remember his name. I'm not going to say any name. Keep everything confidential. We was in second grade. I guess at the time she just got jealous. She wanted his attention, you know. He was the mixed boy around the neighborhood. I was the girl who wasn't fast around the neighborhood. He really didn't know too much about me around the neighborhood. Only for school. Like, I was just a tomboy. I was just chill. So we get up in second grade or whatever, you know, I try to get along my class. I'm a real quiet student, real quiet person to myself type person, you know what I'm saying? Always have been. So I guess at some point in time, she just started complaining to the teacher, like trying to make it seem like I was the troublemaker of the class. So this one particular time, like I named this situation because I really didn't pay attention to stuff back when, is that my mom, she did my hair. And every time my mom do my hair or my mom dressed us up, my mom made sure we walked out of the house, you know, decent with the things that we did have. Like, she wasn't gonna let us go out any type of way, period. That was just my mother. So my mother put one of her bows in my hair from, it's like a shiny blingy bow. And it's like kind of sharp, like a lady with a hat on, as I remember. So this girl is taller than me and I'm shorter than her. So we get in school or whatever, we go to the bathroom. She literally got behind me on purpose. So the whole year I'm dealing with her bullying, not telling my parents, dealing with her bullying and everything else. I don't like her, I want to fight her type stuff. Okay, so like I said, I was quiet. So I get behind her, then somebody makes a noise in the back of the line, and then I turn around, she screams out, ah! Remind you, she's taller than me. She screams out, ah! She poked me in my eye. Who poked you in your eye? I'm down there to your goddamn chest. And you taller than me. How did I poke you in your eye? So the teacher came to her, checking her eye out, you know, skipping her on the line or whatever. Then she called me, like, you know, she explained to her, like, I think her bow poked me in my eye. Remember, this girl kept picking with me the whole time. Don't even know why. So I'm looking like, if my bow poked her, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm like a child, like, I'm sorry if my bow poked her. Like, I didn't mean to. My teacher was like, you know, it's second grade. I'm like, I didn't mean to. Tell the teacher I didn't mean to. I have politeness and patience and stuff like that. So, you know, the teacher was like, well, she didn't mean to. So the teacher was questioning her, like, how did she poke you in your eye? And you kind of taller than her. So when the teacher seen us side by side, she was thinking either the girl had to bend down and I poked her, because everybody was standing up in line. So the teacher would have told her to get up because the teacher had her eyes on us. Would have told her to get up if she was bending down. So she had these bows. You know how, like, in back of the day, your parents used to put these bows on your head. And then if you had hair, go ahead, lean it down to your, you know, where you could put the same twisty balls up there. So the teacher asked her, she was like, well, you sure that the twisty ball, you know, your ball from your hair bows didn't hit you in your eye when you turned around and looked back also? She blamed it on me. At this point in time, I already knew she was a hater. Like, hands down, point blank, I knew you was a hater. You know, back in the day, I knew she was a bully. I knew it from the little things, and I always have been a sophisticated person, a sophisticated child, a person to catch on real quick to certain things, a person who just always be well advanced. That's just how I was raised throughout my life, from just people that I was surrounded by. So I started picking it out. So we go in the bathroom. The teacher's like, okay, well, since y'all in front of the line, go ahead in the bathroom. She goes in the bathroom before me, and my teacher just, you know, just keeping me there, like, you're not in trouble, and it's another third. Because I was the type of kid, I was scared to get in trouble. Like, if I get in trouble, I'm gonna get on a punishment or something like that. So I thought I was gonna get in trouble just by poking her eye with a bow. And, you know, little teeny girl in second grade. So she goes in the bathroom. That's, you know, my best friend, she over there, she was like, she snap off on me or nothing like that. She was like, you know, call my name or whatever. She was like, you poke her in the eye with your bow or this and that. So I was like, if I poke her in the eye with a bow, I'll take my bow out my head. So when I took my bow out my head, it was like she was so happy I took my bow out my head. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, in a way, I was like, my mom's gonna get me. So I care about what my parents think more than you think. I was like, my mom's gonna get me, so I'm gonna put my bow back in my head. So I snapped my bow back in my head in the mirror. And at this time, people didn't know. I started off doing hair when I was 7 years old. You know, it's ponytails and things like that in my own head. So I kind of knew how to adjust my bows and stuff like that. I always been tight to know how to braid in my family. I always been tight to know how to do everybody hair in my family, do my own hair in my family. I'm just that type of daughter. You know what I'm saying? I was just the pick of all trades. Like, I'm good with the hands, you know? So I noticed that she wanted to be a nitpicker, and I was younger. I was youthful, and being I was so quiet, I guess she felt like she could beat me or take advantage of me. So, you know, the whole year she would do little stuff and pick with me. And, you know, I'm scared. I'm not going to be suspended and put out of school and my parents put me in a punishment or whatever going to go down and stuff like that. I always been taught to be a, you know, good child. And just every time I go home, I didn't think about, like, oh, the shit that she did, the stuff that she did and stuff. I would always have fun with my cousins. We always be playing. I was a tomboy, blah, blah, blah. Go back to school, I started noticing little things. So me and my, like I said, my best friend at the time, she came around my house one day and she was telling my mama about it. I guess she was telling my mama about it or telling, you know, talking about it, whatever. Because, you know, her parents used to allow her to come around my house in the daytime. And she was talking about it. Then, we went to the, because we had a little area in my house, like on the side of the house. She went over there. We were just climbing a tree a little bit, and she was like, yeah, she said she don't like you. She said she's gonna fight you. It was like getting close to the end of the school year and stuff like that. She said she's gonna fight you at the end of the school year and this and that and the third. So I'm figuring like that everybody know that she's gonna fight me at the end of the school year. At the time, I had bad nerves anyways as a child. Like, people understand, like, it wasn't because I was, you know, abused as a child. I was never abused as a child. I was always loved with my family. We always had fun, this and that. But I had bad nerves. You know what I'm saying? Neighborhoods you grow up in and this and that and third. You quiet, you shy. You just looking around like, what the hell am I at? You know? And that's what, I just had bad nerves as a child. Like, the nerves was terrible. And it's probably still is. So, period. Anyway, so I get to, you know, we talk about a tree, and I was like, why she wanna fight me? Like, what have I done to her to fight me? So, in a way, I'm scared. But in a way, I know what my dad them have taught me and this and that. Third, so me, I haven't told my parents anything. So I'm thinking about, like, what is this girl about to do to me? Like, we had field day. I'm skipping ahead to the end of the school year because I don't want this to be that long. She tell me about that probably a week before. So I'm like, when is she gonna beat me up? So I'm thinking about, okay, she said the end of the school year. So I'm like, should I play sick and not go to school at the end of the school year? Blah, blah, blah. For some reason, something inside of me was like, okay, my mom knew is not gonna let me stay home. It's the last day of school and this and that. My mom gonna check my temperature and everything. And if I'm sick, she's gonna take me to the doctor and they're gonna put me on this medicine I don't wanna take. And everybody know I don't really like taking medicine. So I don't like taking medicine for real. So I'm like, maybe she forgot. Cause all during the rest of the school weeks, it's like she didn't pay no mind. Like, she won't say nothing to me or whatever. So everybody knew, like, oh, she wanna fight her, except me. So she rode a bus. Remind you, at the beginning of the little cast, I told you that she rode a bus, and we walked and we stayed like daggone near across the street from each other. So the teacher goes and take the other kids to the bus, and I'm wondering why she's sitting there. So me and my best friend, every day, because we was walkers, we would put up the desks at the end of the day. All the chairs, all the desks at the end of the day. So she's still there, like, she tying her shoe and she got her book bag on. And I'm looking at her corner of my eye like, I already know that she want to fight me. See, my best friend, she hooked me up with the 411 from the Grapevine. Back in the day, it was the Grapevine. You know what I'm saying? She hooked me up with the 411. So I already knew that she was probably going to try something in between then or whatever. So I'm not paying attention after that. I'm like, okay, well, she's tying her shoe. So me and my best friend, we over there doing what we do regularly. We putting up the chairs, we laughing, we picking up the papers and everything. You know, to help my teacher out, you know, just to do stuff. My teacher allowed us to do stuff, us too, and probably like a couple of other students that was in the classroom. This time everybody got picked up, it was only us two. And I'm like, why this girl sitting here? Like, I asked my best friend, like, is she walking with us today? Because I'm thinking like, dang, she gonna beat my tail. Well, is she walking with us today? Because I want to know so I could be prepared. I've been prepared for her. I was scared a little bit, but I've been prepared for her. Like, she could do something at any given time. I'm in second freaking grade. So I'm like, well, okay, is she walking with us? And she was like, no, she's not walking home with us. and my stomach just sink for a little bit. Like literally my stomach just made me feel like I was so nauseous. Like, what is this girl trying to do? Like, am I going to get banked? You know what I'm saying? Am I going to get beat up? Like, let me know what the world you trying to do. Never been in a freaking fight except wrestling my cousins them. Should have known that I could beat her ass anyways. But let's just get to that part. So, anyways, I turn around and I put the chairs on the desk. As soon as I turned around, she came flying. And my best friend at the time, she was like, Alex, you know, so she called my name or whatever. I turned around, it was too late. I had the chair in my hand. I turned around. This girl pushed me into a whole crowd of desks and chairs, and it fell on top of me. On top of me. When I say she stood there and everything, I was a little one back in the days. Like, I was little in back of the day. So, and she was taller than me. So, I felt like crying. Because, number one, I wasn't a child to start in trouble. I always had, like, good parenting and stuff like that. I felt like crying. All I did, I blacked out. When my friend called me, from the time my friend called me, I thought I was knocked out, unconscious type feel. I blacked out. All I could see is her. I got up so fast. The way I looked at her, I got up so fast. She was already almost to the daggone buses. And I was like, I'm going to get you before you get to those buses. So my speed kept picking up. Like, she was ahead of me. We going down the hallway. I could see people as before I get to them. But after that, my mind was so blacked out, I couldn't see. I didn't even know my best friend was running behind me. And I was gone. She was like, you was gone down that hallway. I caught up with the girl. As soon as I could reach her book bag that she put on her back, I snatched her back. Stopped punching her back in her head. Punching her. All the kids came out. The rest of the kids came out of the classroom that wasn't called for the buses yet. And all the walkers came out of the classroom. The teacher named Miss Joyner. She was very tall. She came out of the classroom. She was like, stop, y'all, stop. I was just going at her head. And it was just like, that what made, like, she, I feel like she was the point of me flickering in a lot of my bullying in my life, because that was my first fight. Like, I would wrestle my cousin and we would win, lose. We was always playing around, you know, doing like family member stuff, like outside, just jumping gates and climbing trees and stuff like that. But I was just pulling this girl book bed. Like, I was just like, as I was punching her, I just feel like I was just aiming at the back of her head. And I could have actually, if I would have really had a force, me thinking about it, you could actually kill somebody from punching the back of the head, put them in a coma. I just kept knocking the back of her head. That's all I was doing. I didn't care about her face. You know, at the time, I didn't care about her face. I kept knocking her in the back of her head. She ain't never turned around. I probably would have blacked this girl out if I would have punched her with what I was throwing. Because you weren't going to get away from me. You was not going to get away from me. And you pushed me into those desks. And when I felt like crying, I snapped so bad. And that was my bully situation, because I was getting bullied so much without me recognizing. And then me recognizing that how much she wanted to withdraw my friends from me and wanted to turn people against me. And that's what's wrong with bullying nowadays in school. It's the fact that these kids is not getting trained with defending themselves. They're getting trained with people allowing them to brainwash them to, like, you don't belong here. Like, you can't be a part of our crowd. Like, that's not the same people that you're gonna dwell on and depend on for the rest of your life. So guess what? Don't hang around them. If people don't want you around them, don't hang around them. That's gonna be throughout your life. Why in the world are you forcing a person to be your friend that does not appreciate you? How much further, or how much rope do you have or pull the loved ones in your life to be in your life? It's free. It's free for them. It's free for you. So why are you trying to buy friends? Why are you trying to impress friends? Why are you trying to do everything in the world to be somebody's friend? You can't do that. Because at the end of the day, they still gonna dislike you for every little thing that you do. It's always a type of jealousy. Because either they want to be you, it's something that they like that you got. It's always something wrong with people that they feel like they confidence lack in this world, far as them being what they need to be. So when it comes to bullying, I want to tell people to use a whole bunch of violence, because these kids these days have really been getting brutally murdered through schools and stomped and kicked in the head and stuff like that. If anything happened to my child like that, I promise you, it'll be the end of, like, jail time, like, end of me. Like, somebody's going out with her. Somebody's going out with me. I don't care, period. It just is what it is. And that's just me as a parent to protect my own. But before I get to that situation, other parents need to train their kids. Other people need to train the people that they're raising to stop being so devious in life, to say that you in school and can't nobody hang around your crowd, don't like her, don't like him. Most parents don't raise their kids up to come to school for that. It's all about education, baby. Because guess what? At the end of the day, when you making those big bucks in life and they living their life raggedy, they going to try to come after you. Oh, remember that time when you told a whole bunch of people not to like me? So why should I be free? Give me a reason why I should trust you. Here go $5, $10. Have a nice life. Period. Not having these kids doing harmful danger to themselves and thinking like, every day they turn around and go to school and they got to deal with all this miserable stress and this and that a third. No. Get your children. You know what I'm saying? Because most of us been taught how to use these motherfucking hands. And like I said, hey, most of us train our kids to use those hands. Period. Train your kids. Don't wait till your kids get touched and your kids is the troublemaker. It's not going to work like that. Because my daughter know I teach her the process. Don't hang around them. You're not even going to worry about them when it's summertime. Matter of fact, you may not even worry about them next year. Be great. Be great. Period. Be great. And I'm going to tell any child that, whether I know you personally or not, be great. They're going to be the main ones either hate on you for the rest of your life, or they're going to be the main one that got their hands out begging you for something throughout their life. Hey, how you doing? And this and that or the third. Keep that shit moving. Because if they don't like you then, they damn sure ain't gonna like you now. But you let them know when you get beside them when you get beside them in your life as you grow, you let them know, I forgive you. The disrespect that you gave me as a child could have broke me a long time ago, but it made me stronger. So guess what? I forgive you. Walk out their face. And most of the time, you don't have to say nothing about a bully. You don't have to say nothing about people who don't like you. Because people don't like you, it's going to always wonder what's going on with you. Always going to feel like they have that clout over you where you're supposed to always be intimidated when they come around. Until you learn how to build your battles. But in back of the day, I didn't get suspended. I ain't get none of that. My best friend was there to see what went on. She was there. You know? But nowadays, kids don't have that, because once one person don't like you in a crowd, the whole crowd don't fucking like you. And it make a person uncomfortable, want to get up every morning and enjoy their life and go to school and have a good time. One thing about it, I always say, nobody's going to make nobody that I love the most feel uncomfortable with living. That's a goddamn life. Lie and the truth ain't in that. Because as long as God allow me to be on this earth, I'll pop up with shaking it. Everybody know me for that. I'll pop up with it. I'll pop up with it. Because you're not gonna feel comfortable with the stuff that you doing to intimidate people to make you live comfortable. And really, you're the weakest one of them all. And you wanna nitpick and pick on people. I don't think so. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. So when you mess with certain people in life, know that certain people got that house behind them. They really got that house behind them. They got that powerhouse. And that house would tear you apart. So you might as well bring your parents and bring your people. Because they need to know what the hell you doing in life. Because it's not going to last a long time with you. So with that being said, if anybody's going through bullying out here, anybody that feel like they're getting bullied, any child, anybody, What's the time? Bullies can't beat no goddamn body. They can't. They can't beat nobody. Their strength come from a crowd. Their strength come from drama. Everybody else rooting them on. Everybody else cheering them on. Silent hate. All that stuff. That's where their strength come from. They're not going to like you because you don't bow to them. You have a backbone. People don't like people have a backbone. People like to be in control of everybody. As if they had a remote control to life to control everybody. And really, they need to watch out for their own ass because you probably have less time than me. Live your life. But with that being said, if anybody know anybody that's going through anything, always check up on your people. Always ask them questions. Ask the kids questions. I ask my daughter questions every single day. Ask the kids questions. You got to ask them when something bothering them because I know how I feel to have stuff trapped up and you don't want to tell your parents and this and that. You don't want to do all that. You feel like stuff is not serious. But don't be like me. You know what I'm saying? And don't, because a lot of kids ain't like me. Kids not telling their parents and their parents trying to deal with the situation. The kids still talking trash and still doing whatever, whether or not you beat their ass or not. It's always a crowd and always people just nitpicking and picking and picking and picking. This stuff is not healthy. Your kids really have a mental disorder. It's not the kids who can't feel comfortable coming somewhere and getting their education. Your kids have a mental disorder. And I think you need to seek therapy and pull them out from around the other kids and have them take home school to be home with your ass all day, period. Because in life, they ain't gonna be able to survive in life. They're not gonna last long. So if I miss anything out of this conversation that possibly that I did not say in this podcast or anything I did not say in this segment, whatever you want to call it, you can message me up here in my, can't get it out. Whatever social media site you're on, you can hit me up with whatever you want to talk about. But this is another subject that needs to be talked about because this is what we send across social media. So I want to let everybody know, somebody out there do care for you. Don't be scared to reach out. You know what I'm saying? And the people that's causing the trouble is the one with the most mental issues. You know what I'm saying? Take care of them also because they think they could go through life just being a bully, and you can't do that. Like, you're gonna meet your match, and when you meet your match, you're gonna have to really meet your match. Everybody don't play fair, and with that being said, make sure you tell your loved ones that you care about them, you love them, and check up on them every single day. Just know what their mindset is. Just know people that you care about the most, mindset it, mental health it. You never know what they're going through. With that being said, be kind, be gentle, and I hope everybody just, you subscribe to me and subscribe to my podcast. I'm out of here. Have a good night. Bye.